Morning show coming up this weekend is one of the things that are going on in a busy weekend, March Madness, the NCAA Division III tournament. It's in the Chicago area, and the Carleton Knights will be there. Joining us right now is the head coach, Ryan Kershaw. Ryan, first of all, coach, congratulations on a big victory over over St. John's in that MIAC tournament. And boy, the team is generated a lot of excitement around the Carleton campus.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jeff. It's nice to visit with you this morning, and it's been a pretty exciting couple days, to say the least.
Yeah, let's go back and talk. First of all, touch on that MIAC championship game. You beat St. John's, and when you get into big situations like that, I know you like to have some senior leadership, and boy, have you got a senior that's leading the team this year at just doing a wonderful job. Jeremy Beckler with 35 in that contest. Good effort.
Without a doubt, no. I sound like a broken record saying this, but, I'm so fortunate, you know, to have such a talented team, you know, here at Carleton this year, and to have such good senior leadership and experience on our team. And Jeremy is certainly at the top of the list. And, he brought his best when we needed it the most. And, the three games that we played against St. John's this year, he had over 30 points in each of those games. And, you know, to have 35 points in the championship game and in front of, you know, the largest crowd that we've ever had at West Gym is pretty remarkable. I'm just so proud of him for, you know, bringing his best when we needed it the most and performing in such a big moment.
Yeah, and he's had a lot of big moments for you this year. But, you know, what the cool part about it, it's not just him. I mean, you've got players of sophomores and juniors, even first-year players, a lot of different players that are making significant contributions to the program. Talk about some of those guys.
No, it's truly a team. And, you know, Jeremy is certainly at the top. When you have a player of Jeremy's caliber and talent, that's certainly as a coach and as a team, a pretty good place to start. But, you know, I think, you know, part of his success is the fact that he's surrounded by a number of other talented players as well. And the MIAC awards came out yesterday. We have a sophomore point guard, Luke Harris, who was selected to the all-conference team. He was also selected to the all-conference team last year as a freshman. He's been tremendous for us. Two other players that were selected as honorable mention, all-conference. Matt Banovitz is a junior for us from Holy Angels High School. He had 18 rebounds in the semifinal game, playoff game against Hamlin on Friday night. And then Alex Gibbons, who's just kind of a do-it-all player for us. Really talented offensive player, ton of versatility. He has been huge for us this year. And then, you know, a couple other guys, another starter, Spencer Getz, who is from Chaska, Minnesota, and he is one of the best defenders in the league. Our players all kind of joke. They refer to him as Draymond, in reference to Draymond Green, who plays for the Golden State Warriors and is just kind of a do-it-all player. He's our, you know, Spencer's our best, one of our best defenders, great rebounder, a terrific screener, a passer, really, really smart player. And then we have some guys coming off the bench too. Beck Page, who has started for us in the past and is in a little bit different role for us this year, kind of coming off the bench, but he has been huge. He had four threes for us against Hamlin in the semifinal game on Friday, some huge plays, 16 points. He has been tremendous. The MIAC, changed the award structure this year. We no longer have a sixth man of the year or sixth player of the year as we've had previously. And I think Beck would have been, kind of the runaway favorite for that award if it was still here. But he was terrific. And then just some of the other guys too, Chuck Sweat, Matt Weifels, have given us some huge contributions as well. So it's truly a team. I've said it, I'm so fortunate, so lucky to have such a great group, this year. And it's really been a lot of fun, unselfish, high character group. It's honestly a coach's dream from that standpoint.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success, and that's led to one name you didn't mention was your own, and I can certainly understand why. But congratulations being named the MIAC Coach of the Year. That's a big honor, and in your first year, it's what an achievement, Coach. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and that's very much a reflection of the players that we have, the talent level that we have. I've said this before, my job is to stay out of the way, not screw it up, and you know, I would say that I've done a decent job of that this year. It helps to have as talented and experienced group as we have.
Let's focus on the future. Coming up in a couple of days, you have St. Norbert in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Is that all being held at Wheaton College?
That's correct. So the NCAA Division III tournament is a 64-team tournament. So there's essentially sixteen different sites in the first weekend of, and each of the sites has four teams in it. So yes, we are at Wheaton College in Illinois, which is just outside of Chicago. Our first round matchup is against St. Norbert's College from the Green Bay area. St. Norbert's has a terrific program. You know, they've been in the NCAA tournament. I've lost count. I think it's maybe nine times in the last 12 or 13 years, something like that. So, tremendous program. It'll be a great test for us. A really good team that we're playing there. Kind of a tough, physical, strong team, skilled. It's going to be a great matchup. And we're just fortunate to be able to go and have this experience. If we're fortunate enough to win that game on Friday, we would play the winner of either Wheaton College, who's the host, or their first round opponent is Illinois College out of the Midwest Conference, which is the old conference that Carleton used to be in way back in the 70s and 80s. And so, wonderful experience. So just excited for our student athletes, their families, coaches' families, for all of us to be able to share in this experience together. But we're going, it's going to be fun and we want to enjoy the experience, but we're going to be competitive and to win and to win games. And so, we'll certainly have our hands full with that, but it's a great opportunity that we're all looking forward to.
Yeah, I could imagine. So what a wonderful opportunity and experience for the players. This is the first time, and I believe in like 13 years, that Carleton has been part of that NCAA field. So congratulations on that. Do enjoy yourself, but yeah, go to win. Bring home some victories.
No doubt. That's the goal.
All right. Coach, thank you so much for taking some time and being with us. I guess one more question is, is this going to be live streamed? Are you live streaming this on the Carleton website? Or
it is. Yep, okay. It will be. So our Carleton website will have a link to the game. Wheaton College, who's the host college, they will be live streaming. They will have their broadcast crew will be carrying the game, and it will be streamed. So, our fans will be able to tune in from here. I know we actually have a decent contingency of families, parents. I've had some from alums who've reached out that are in the Chicago area who are planning to come too. So it'll be a pretty cool environment. But yes, anybody who's here and can't make it, they'll be able to stream, there will be a link on our website.
Well, Ryan, once again, congratulations and best of luck to you once again at the NCAA Division III tournament, which gets underway Friday afternoon. Coach, thanks for joining us and good luck.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Take care. That is from the Carleton Knights men's basketball team, the head coach, Ryan Kershaw. What a great season they've had, and hopefully it'll continue on for this weekend, maybe next weekend and beyond as well.